To the campaign trail, where the economy remains one of the top issues for many voters. Presidential candidates are under growing pressure to offer solutions. This week, we've been learning about their economic advisors, who they are, what they think. It's a window into what the candidates might do as president. Today, NPR's Scott Horsley continues our series with John McCain's economic guru.
For almost 3 years, Douglas Holtz-Aiken was the top number cruncher on Capitol Hill. He ran the Congressional Budget Office until late 2005. Some Democrats were worried when he took that job after previously working for President Bush's Council of Economic Advisers. But Vice President Steve Ellis of the watchdog group Taxpayers for Common Sense says Holtz-Aiken earned a reputation as a straight shooter.
When he came over from the White House, there was a lot of skepticism that he was going to be the president's man in Congress and just be pushing through huge tax cuts and other things like that. But he certainly allayed any of the naysayers, and there were a lot of people who were lamenting his departure.
Ellis praises Holtz-Aiken as a wonky economist who can still communicate. He looks the wonky part in a dark suit with a close-cropped beard, but he sometimes had to limit his communication at the Congressional Budget Office, where staffers are supposed to be bean counters, not policymakers. There are no such restrictions in the McCain campaign, and Holtz-Aiken says he's enjoying his newfound freedom.
I'm a professional economist with an opinion about what's right, what's wrong, and the best way to do things. I am absolutely empowered to express my opinion on the campaign, and that's a wonderful thing. It's what I was trained to do.
These days, Holtz-Aiken is putting his training to work, fleshing out the bare bones of McCain's economic platform. So far, that platform consists mainly of extending President Bush's tax cuts and providing more job training at community colleges. McCain did speak up on the housing crisis 2 weeks ago after the near collapse of Bear Stearns.
I will consider any and all proposals based on their cost and benefits. I will not allow dogma to override common sense.
But McCain's prescriptions didn't stray far from conservative orthodoxy. He argued the government should not reward banks or borrowers who acted irresponsibly. And he suggested Wall Street firms could raise more capital if regulations were relaxed. A somewhat puzzling comment at a time when other observers, like the New York Fed president, say the system needs stronger supervision. As far as McCain is concerned, the best thing the federal government can do for the economy is to cut its own spending. And Holtz-Aiken is on the same page.
It seems simplistic, but it unfortunately is true that once you spend it, you're going to pay for it one way or another. So good tax policy begins with keeping an eye on spending, and there's no substitute for it.
The McCain campaign itself spent more money than it raised last year and almost went out of business. Many advisors worked without pay for months. Holtz-Aiken joked to Time magazine about living for an extended period on Twizzlers and Diet Coke. Fundraising has picked up a bit since it became clear McCain would be the Republican nominee, and Holtz-Aiken's diet has improved considerably.
The campaign is back in the black, and I am back on the payroll.
McCain needs all the help he can get, having acknowledged the economy is not his strongest subject. Back at the Naval Academy, McCain was a mostly indifferent student, but a gifted crammer, able to soak up information just in time for exams. Holtz-Aiken says the senator is still a quick study when he needs to be.
I have found him to be an extremely accomplished economic policymaker. Maybe in his eyes, he's not as good at that as he is at international affairs. But by the standards of someone who taught college economics for 20 years, he's going to pass any class that you give him.
Holtz-Aiken is McCain's principal advisor on economics, but there are others. Former eBay CEO Meg Whitman recently joined the team after previously working for Mitt Romney's campaign. And McCain gets advice from former Texas Senator Phil Graham, a free market champion. Holtz-Aiken says McCain also consults regularly with business leaders like Fred Smith of FedEx and John Chambers of Cisco.
He has a tremendous appetite for information, and his favorite toy in the whole world is his Motorola Razr phone, and he flips it open and consults experts directly. He's interested in getting their views, comfortable reconciling them, and as a result has a wide array of advisors.
And with economic issues dominating the presidential campaign, Holtz-Aiken is likely to remain near the top of McCain's speed dial. Scott Horsley, NPR News.